Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail to me on January 27 regarding Dennis Brown, Senior, under history of accident. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Brown as described in my report to you of 1-19-11. For this pertained to injuries allegedly sustained on 1-12-10 involving a left inguinal hernia. Period at that time, Mr. Brown admitted undergoing surgery on his left shoulder in 1992. Period. The paragraph on 1-27-11, comma, only several days after my earlier evaluation, comma, Mr. Brown fell on ice. Period. He claims to have injured his right shoulder, comma, neck, comma, head, comma, and back. Period. He was seen at Cooper Hospital emergency room that same day. Period. A CAT scan of the head showed no acute post-traumatic brain abnormality. Period. A CAT scan of the cervical spine showed no acute fractures, but there was multi-level chronic cervical spondylosis. Period. There was disc space narrowing and end plate perforation from C3-4 through C6-7. Further chronic circumferential disc protrusions identified at each of these four levels, along with a vacuum disc phenomena at C3-4 and C4-5. Paired x-rays of the right shoulder showed no acute fractures. X-rays of the right shoulder showed no acute fractures or dislocations. Paired x-rays of the lumbar spine showed multi-level spondylotic changes with marked facet joint hypertrophy at L4-5 and L5-S1. Paired them with end plate sparing throughout the lumbar spine anteriorly. Period. He was then treated and released. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Brown followed up with WorkNet on 1-28-11. Period. He was diagnosed with head trauma as well as cervical lumbar sprains. Period. Medication adjustments were made. Period. At a follow-up visit, he was referred for physical therapy that began on 2-1-11. Period. New paragraph, an MRI of the right shoulder is done on 3-25-11. Period. It demonstrated a full thickness tear of the supraspinatus tendon with mild retraction. Period. There was also marked acromioclavicular joint osteoarthritis. Period. An MRI of the lumbar spine that same day revealed minimal levoscoliosis as well as minimal retrolisthesis of L4 over L2 and L2 over L3. Period. There was mild to severe multi-level degenerative changes as well. Period. Mr. Brown then came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Lipschultz on 3-28-11. Period. They discussed treatment options and elected to pursue surgery on the right shoulder. Period. On 4-22-11, Dr. Lipschultz performed rotator cuff repair, comma, double row, comma, utilizing one Spartan medial anchor and one Opus speed screw lateral anchor, semicolon, subacromial decompression, semicolon, resection of distal clavicle, semicolon, and debridement. Per the postoperative diagnoses were right shoulder full thickness rotator cuff tear with impingement syndrome, semicolon, degenerative changes of the acromioclavicular joint. Period. He followed up post-operatively and physical therapy was reinstituted, period. However, he remained symptomatic, period. On 8/3/11, Dr. Lipschultz performed a right shoulder injection and manipulation under anesthesia for the postoperative diagnosis were adhesive capsulitis, status post-rotator cuff repair with decompression, period. Follow-up with him continued through 10/11/11, period. He was cleared for full duty effective 10/24/11, period. He was to return in a few weeks, but failed to do so, period. There was documentation that surveillance was completed on several dates in October 2011, period. He is no longer receiving any active care, period. Work history, this 58-year-old divorced white male missed approximately 10 months of work from his position with the insured as a result of this accident. Period. He has since been able to return to his former full duty capacity as a delivery driver. Period. He does plan to be at his regular job in the coming 6 months. Period. His hobbies include cars. Period. Past medical history. First sentence, normal. Mr. Brown tells me he underwent another hernia repair since his evaluation by me in January 2011. Period. As noted in the previous past medical history section, he did have a hernia repaired in 1984 and underwent left shoulder surgery in 1992. Period. Present complaints. At the time of the current examination, Mr. Brown complains of neck pain, comma, headache, comma, left-sided low back pain with prolonged sitting, comma, an occasional tingling into the right index finger, period. He does not have any radicular complaints to the lower extremities, period. He does not offer any specific complaints involving the right shoulder. Period. He has no bowel, bladder, or erectile dysfunction. Period. He does wear a back brace at work, but does not use any handheld assistive devices for ambulation. Period. Overall, the symptoms have gotten better. Period. Current medications, Advil as needed. Physical exam. Extremities upper. They were well-healed portal scars about the right shoulder, consistent with the history of surgery described. Period. There was an old oblique linear scar overlying the right scapula, consistent with prior trauma. Period. There were three open healed scars about the left shoulder, consistent with prior surgery. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Left shoulder, right shoulder was full in all independent spheres, but the endpoints of adduction and forward flexion elicited tenderness. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the L1 vertebral level on the right. Period. Motion of the left shoulder was full with marked crepitus, but no tenderness. Period. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers is full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Manual muscle testing was 4+/5 for resisted right elbow flexion, but was otherwise 5/5. Mild tenderness was elicited by palpation about the right bicipital groove, but there was none on the left. Normal macro spine thoracic, normal macro spinal. There was tenderness in the left upper paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left at 75 degrees and on the right at 70 degrees. Each elicited left-sided low back tenderness with no radicular symptoms. Prior, there was a positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Impressions and analyses. 1 127-11, Mr. Dennis Brown, Sr., comma, 58-year-old male, comma, fell on ice at work, period. He immediately underwent radiographic studies that showed extensive degenerative abnormalities in the cervical and lumbar spines. Paired to CAT scan of the head was negative for any acute intracranial hemorrhage. Paired his treatment primarily focused on his right shoulder. Paired he underwent surgery on this on two occasions that will be enumerated here. And you can bold that, period. Mr. Brown had previously undergone surgery on his left shoulder and had hernia repairs as well, period. After the incident in question, he missed about 10 months of work. Period, he's since been able to return to his former full duty capacity with the insured. Period, in paragraph, the current examination of Mr. Brown on 1/14/13 found there to be full range of motion about the right shoulder in all independent spheres. Period. After the scratch test, he elicited tenderness, but other provocative maneuvers are negative for any internal derangement or instability. Period. In the absence of atrophy, there was minimal weakness and resisted right elbow flexion. Period, full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar cervical spines. Period, provocative maneuvers were negative for clinically significant dyspathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Period, in paragraph, this case represents 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the statutory right shoulder overall without regard to cause. Period, at least 2.5% of this assessment is attributable to pre-existing degenerative conditions. Period, there is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the cervical or lumbar spines. Period, although Mr. Brown does have extensive radiographic evidence of degenerative disease in these regions, it was not permanently aggravated or accelerated to a material degree by the event of 127-11. Period, remains highly functional. Period. End.